With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Almost from the moment she took office, Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has taken a much different view of environmental protection than her predecessor did. And she doesn't hesitate to place the blame for skirting environmental protection laws squarely on the shoulders of former Republican Governor Susana Martinez.
But in fact, I do unequivocally believe and can point to several examples where the prior administration was not enforcing current law and regulatory requirements and removed many of the environmental protections from water to reclamation efforts in this state. And certainly we did nothing to advance methane mitigation and recovery.
Lujan Grisham signed a declaration just 2 weeks after the start of this year's legislative session, ordering the state to come up with strategies to fight climate change. As part of cutting emissions, the governor said a new task force is writing a rule on methane pollution. That smog hangs in a toxic cloud over the Four Corners region of the state.
This task force will be tasked with also looking at what other areas that we need to have maybe stronger protections and consumer protections. If we don't do that, not only can we not do the environmental work we're required to do, but we can't address some of the environmental justice concerns that we have in so many of our poorer communities, which are largely minority communities in the state.
Lujan Grisham will also join 19 other governors in pledging to carry out initiatives of the Paris Climate Agreement. It was forged in 2015. President Donald Trump has pulled the U.S. out of that agreement. Lujan Grisham has also persuaded utility firms in the coming years to increase their investments in renewable energy as part of their portfolios. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.